In Focus continuing on a Monday morning on News Radio KMAN. Good morning. I'm Troy Coverdale sitting in for Brandon Peoples. Happy to be joined in this segment by Matty Ogle, the head of community engagement at the Manhattan Public Library, as well as programs and children's services manager Jennifer Bergen. Well, let me start first with, as a new resident, my wife and I have already picked up our library card. So we are already ahead of the game and ready to read. In fact, my wife participates in, we call it book club, but it's not necessarily book club. Every once in a while, they'll throw in a movie for good measure. But success in finding the book, even though that it was a new community and our public library in Manhattan now, taking full advantage very early on. So thank you both for what a great place our library is. So many things go on in the summer, though, in the libraries. It's nice. Are we seeing some normalcy begin to return there after a year ago?
Yeah, thank you. Well, and it's exciting to hear that you already got your library cards. I'll let everybody that's listening take note to that because, you know, we want everybody to get their library card. I will speak to, you know, with the services, we really saw an increase in our digital usage. However, we knew that people were so clinging to want to be able to hold a book, to walk into the library. And so through the library board, staff, and looking at, you know, the health of our community, we've slowly introduced, whether it be certain hours, more usage of the building, computer usage, all that kind of stuff. So with this summer, we're still going to take it slow and really just watch and keep everybody's safety in mind. But that won't stop us from still having summer reading. We're going to do a special quilt raffle with our friends group. And so the summer is geared up for sure. But yes, we are looking forward to slowly continuing on this new track of what we'll call normalcy.
Normalcy, I guess it's the new normalcy that we all are faced with right now. The quilt raffle coming up through Friends of the Library. What are the details if someone wants to get involved with that?
Yes. So, I mean, we as a library, we get a really neat position because there's so many people in this community that love to support us in many, many ways. Part of that comes with our Friends of the Library group, which starts at $10 to become a member. And once you become a friend, there's opportunities to volunteer throughout the year. A large part of that is with the annual book sale that typically brings in a large amount of funding for us to use for programs and other marketing things throughout the year. And we weren't able to have a book sale this year, you know, pandemic wise. And so with that, our friends group is very determined to still bring in some funding so they can give it back to the library. And their way of doing this is a first ever quilt raffle. And so we have 10 to 12 quilters from the community that have graciously donated a quilt that goes along with the summer reading theme of Tales and Tales. We have books. There's one on Eric Carle's Brown Bear book. We have some that deals with farm animals. So they're all very unique. And so that will come starting in June, right when summer reading begins. And we're just going to raffle off. People can purchase tickets starting at $5, or they can buy a set. And so that information is going to be on our website. It's actually there now under the Manhattan Library Association page. So take a look at our website and get ready because they're super cute. And we'll hope that people will purchase tickets for them.
Meanwhile, the summer reading programs shape up how, Jennifer?
Yeah, we're really excited about summer reading this year with the animal theme. And we are not going to be doing programs in the building. That is still something that we're waiting on, like regular story times and things. But we are going to do a couple of outdoor story times. The Flint Hills Discovery Center is going to let us use their terrace on the roof. So we have a couple of those planned in June. And we're still going to have a lot of online programs that people can watch. We're going to have a couple of outdoor programs for teenagers on a Tuesday evening in June and July where they can come out and just kind of play some games together outside and have some snacks and hang out. You know, we're still encouraging social distancing and masks and things like that in our room, but the children's room is open for browsing, finding all those good books, getting back into that routine of bringing your kids to the library in the summer, especially after they lose access to their school libraries, or just not as much access. So this gives them a chance to find the books that they love, the ones they've been waiting to read and haven't had a chance to during the school year.
And especially given that things were limited the way they were last summer, opportunity for getting back into the practice of participating in reading over the summer.
Right. And we still have our great summer reading program where we give away prizes. So that's open to everybody in the community, from babies through adults. So you and your wife can participate. Oh. You can sign up for summer reading. And the adult prizes are pretty cool this year. You can get a commemorative cup, a cool library cup, if you read a certain amount. And you can also get some little coupons from local businesses. And we're going to have prize drawings at the end of the summer or throughout the summer for different things that we've had donated from businesses in town. We have, for teens, they get two free books if they read a certain amount. So I think it's to try to read 10 hours over the summer, June and July.
Oh, that's easy.
Some kids will do that in a few days. Some kids will take all summer. It's okay. we want everyone to get through and to do it and then see how much more you can read. We always keep track of total minutes read. Last year, even with the pandemic, we still got up to 1 million minutes.
Oh my.
Which I think is fantastic. So people do put in a lot of reading time. And then for the younger kids, you know, this is so great because especially those kids that learned how to read in the last year or two, they're so excited. So they can get an activity booklet to use during the summer. They can earn these little keychain tags to kind of brag about, like, ooh, I did summer reading. They can get up to two free books. And then some of our favorite sponsors are back, like Vista Ice Cream Cones and Varsity Donuts. And we just have a lot of great support from the community for that.
One of the things that did catch our attention when we visited to pick up our library cards is that there is solid access for folks that do want to come in. Of course, the masks are going to still be required for a time, but it didn't feel like you were dealing with a barren place when you walked into the library right now.
Yeah.
Either one of you.
Yeah, well, and you know, I was speaking a little bit earlier of, we had to really transition to the full digital side, but we really saw and heard from a lot of people when we were fully digital that they really wanted to be able to step into their library. And so being able to allow that to happen, we have just had consistent, steady flow. You know, I'm really thankful for the staff that we have here because our librarians have continued to develop programs that gets people engaged, but they also come in ready for work and ready to engage with the community like it was before the pandemic. And that is something that staff members and the community truly value, is just being able to build those relationships and have that face-to-face contact. And so I think that that has been really beneficial, even though we're slowly transitioning back into it, has been something that people really just gravitate to because they really crave that interaction.
One of the things that also stood out to me, my goodness, the DVD library that you guys have for checkout was amazing. Overwhelming almost to walk in and see all that is there for checkout and available, not just when we're talking about books.
Yeah. And, you know, in the children's room, we had to put away a lot of our interactive things that kids had a lot of fun with, like we had puppets out and dress up clothes and things like that. But it's kind of a chance to rediscover what's in the collection when you walk in. And we have, you know, 30,000 items in the children's room, books, DVDs, Blu-rays. We have some little tablets that you can check out for kids. Just there's really a lot to explore there in just our collection, and same thing in the adult area, you know, kind of taking away some of the extras really brings you back into the collection and what all is available in your hands for free to take home. We also did that really special thing of getting rid of overdue fines. We'd been talking about it for a while, and the pandemic happened and people couldn't return stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, we'll just kind of move this forward and get this done. So a little less pressure in our stressful lives to, you know, stress out about the date that your books are due. Less to worry about.
Absolutely. As someone prepares to participate in any of the programs that are upcoming, what's the best way for them to get the updates and stay informed?
Yeah, so first thing first, go to MHKLibrary.org. And when you go on there, we'll have a spot directed for summer reading. And so once you click on that page, it will direct you to download the Beanstack app, which is what you'll use to track your reading. For anything we've talked about on here, though, the central point is going to be on our website. Or if you follow us on Facebook, we're very active there. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. But we will post updates on social media as they become available. But when in doubt, just go to our website, mhklibrary.org.
Anything that I have missed this morning, ladies?
I don't think so. I'm feeling ready to go this week because talking to you, hearing that you got your library card, that you're loving the library. I mean, this gets me pumped up. And so hopefully the listeners that are listening are getting pumped up too. So come see us.
Very good. Maddie, thank you. Jennifer, thank you. Appreciate you both being a part this morning here of In Focus. Again, the head of community engagement at the Manhattan Public Library, Maddie Ogle, and the programs and children's services manager, Jennifer Bergen, joining us for a few minutes here on In Focus. We continue with our final segment in a moment. Talk about the Douglas Activity Center and art when we continue after this on News Radio KMAN.